What's up, Oos? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me, about to get them, all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's Entertainment Buzz.
I think we got played.
Yeah.
I think we got played by Justin Bieber and his wife, because we've been complaining about them for the last couple of weeks. The girlies, for the first time I think ever, have really rallied behind Hailey Bieber. And we're like crying out for her to divorce this man because she sold her company Rode for $1 billion, and pretty much everything we've seen of their relationship, like photos from the paparazzi and just video clips and
him spinning out,
we're like, girl, you are so much better than this. Like, you're a 10 and you're rich and you're a nepo baby. Like, you don't need Justin at this point.
He has been really unhinged, like I'd say the last year online, right? I mean, showing partying, looking depressed, sending messages to his followers to leave him alone. He's really played this whole thing up.
It looks like it might have just all been to draw some hype for his last minute album, Swag, that came out at midnight last night. So it comes out today. And people have already taken note of some of the tracks. The first one is actually a musical interlude, so it's not really a song, but it's called Therapy Session. And it's him talking about the public's perception of him and his social media presence, basically saying it weighs a lot on him.
I have had to go through a lot of my struggles as a human, as all of us do, really publicly. And so people are always asking if I'm okay. Yeah. And that starts to really weigh on me. Yeah.
So basically he knows what people are saying about him, but I think there's either some kind of strategy behind it, because it does get people talking, but at the same time, I mean, it does look concerning when you see him post random things on social media or his Instagram, and then we also see some of the tension between him and Hailey. It's hard not to think that there's something going on.
But at a certain point, don't you have to take like ownership and accountability for what you're posting? Like, mm-hmm. I get like, okay, so it was a ruse. You have a clothing line, the album, all that stuff. So I get it. But if you're going to post things that get people talking that some people would consider maybe concerning, then you have to be prepared for people to hit you up and be like, hey, man, are you okay?
Yeah. And I'm a big time Justin Bieber fan. You guys know that. But in a case like this, it's a real contradiction, because you want your fans to be connected to you so much that they love you and they are concerned about you. So when you are posting things that are concerning, it's flattering to have them say, hey, man, I'm concerned about you. Are you okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then to sort of like crap on that when they ask, it just doesn't make a lot of sense.
I kind of get it. I do think what y'all are saying is right. I feel like sometimes it's tough being an artist, because I feel like a lot of artists, if they had the choice, would probably like keep it all within and really not share as much as they do. But then you wouldn't be a good artist. Mm-hmm. So to a certain extent, you have to share more than you probably want to. Mm-hmm. And you don't realize how much that's going to get people who love you or who care about you to reach out until it's happening. And then I think it becomes overwhelming.
I think Justin finds it frustrating because there's this mismatched emotional intimacy. Like, you have this entire audience that's grown up with you since you're like 12 years old, and you've opened up about your life, and you have all these songs that are really personal to you. And so people feel like they know you. But Justin, when he sees some user 4567891010 on Instagram going, I hope you're okay, it feels like, who are you to say, I hope you're okay? It doesn't feel like it's coming from a place of goodness. It almost feels like an attack, because he doesn't know them. So I could see that. Some people love that. Some people hate it.
The Burt Show.
All right, Cora knows she's going into the weekend and she's ready to fight. Hey, Cora, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Oh, I can hear. I can almost hear the irritation in your voice. What's going on?
So I mentioned to my friend that I was thinking about buying a Labubu, but I couldn't find any, right? And then my friend goes, oh, girl, don't bother ordering any. I've got extras. So it turns out my friend had bought several of them, I guess, and had this really exclusive macaroon one. Do you know that one?
No.
The macaroon
Labubu. Yeah, it's like a chestnut brown one, and they sell for $500 on eBay.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Okay.
And she was only selling it to me for $80.
So the retail price, right? Is that the retail? Is $80 the retail price for the Labubu?
I feel like we need our Labubu expert on.
Rebecca just said it's 25.
25 okay. bucks. Yeah. But they've made this one so exclusive that it's this expensive.
Oof.
Right. So I trust my friend. I pay her on the spot. And I'm like, oh, great. I got like a hookup from my friend. But then I was listening to the Bird Show yesterday. And I hear you guys talking about the Lafufus, like the fake ones.
Yeah.
And then I realize mine is fake.
You have a Lafufu, not a Labubu?
Yes. Like I opened it up and it's not made well. The paint job was screwed up. The eyes look strange. The fur is like kind of melted. And then the biggest thing is there's no logo on its foot.
And you don't even have a good feet.
Does your friend know she gave you a fake?
Well, so that's what I don't know. So I feel I'm like low-key betrayed by her. But then I'm not sure. So I was planning on confronting her this weekend. Mm-hmm. And not to cause drama, because of the principal, right?
Yeah. First of all, I wouldn't come in hot on her because you just don't know. And what was the math here? You can buy these for 25 bucks, but you bought it for how much?
80, because it was an exclusive item. And right. I'm just like, was she trying to scam me? Like, did she see an opportunity to make money off of me? Did she know it was fake? Did she not? Like, that's what I'm trying to figure out.
Was the box open or was it still closed when she gave it to you?
Closed.
Okay, so she might not have known either.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Kristen was telling us yesterday there are a couple of different identifying factors with the fake ones, but you don't know that because the box looks real and the box is real. There's nothing yet that indicates it's fake by the box. So she might have given it to you herself thinking that it was a real one, not knowing. So I don't know that I'd come in hot on a quote-unquote confrontation on this.
Now, Cora, I got a question. Be honest. Were you planning on buying this thing because you know that it sells for 500 bucks on eBay and you know you can get 500 bucks and now you're mad because you know you won't get 500 bucks for it?
Of course.
She's an investor.
I told her, hey, this is the one that I want because it's selling for $500 on eBay. So the thing is, she knows Labubus because she has so many of them. So how could she not know it's fake?
Well, if she knows them. And, I mean, if she didn't know because it was still in the box and she's your friend, then this should be an easy fix. You should be able to go back to her and tell her it was fake, so you need your money back.
Yeah. I wouldn't come in accusatory, though.
No.
I mean, I think if you do that, then the wall goes up, nothing gets done. I think you come to her. Excuse me. do not eat Chick-fil-A during the show, right before the break. It's not a good idea. If I'm you, I'm coming in like, hey, I'm sure you didn't do this on purpose, but ...
I would almost go in as like, we're both victims here. I would go in and be like, oh my gosh, I think we both got scammed. I just opened our Labubu and it's a Lafufu. It's a fake Labubu. So it feels more like you're on the same team.
I kind of want to go over her house and see her Labubus and see if it has a logo on the foot to see if she also knows. Like, I just want to know if she's being shady with me or not. Like, she either knows or she doesn't. And I could tell by her collection.
And it's weird because, like, if you were, this is a friend, right? And this is the macaroon Labubu that you wanted because you know it's retailing, or, you know, reselling for and retailing for $500. Why would she sell it to you for 80 when she could just go online and sell it for 500 bucks? That's what's not making sense to me. Mm-hmm.
That's what I thought.
She said,
because she's a friend.
She says she had several of them, though. Maybe she's just trying to help out a friend.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, if she got them cheap and she's got enough to where she feels like she's gonna make her money, she's gonna help out a friend and help her make some money.
Yeah, I sure got some shadiness going on in this friendship.
Right? I mean, I'd go in. I just would do it softly rather than accusatory, or you're not gonna get anywhere. Uh-huh. But I definitely want to know how this goes on Monday.
I think she's already checking out the Labubus at her friend's house. She's busy.
All right, Cora, we'll talk to you on Monday. Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm just taking in all your guys' advice.
All right, the only advice, really, I think, is just go in softly. That's all.
Okay, got it.
All right, bye-bye. This is the one toy that is ripping the country apart right now.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
right, I am bringing this to you guys partially because I couldn't believe the amount of money that was spent yesterday, and partially because I know this is going to annoy Cassie so much.
And I thought it was, for me, I thought it was going to sell for more.
Really?
I thought that was actually a low price.
I guess because I don't know anything about this industry, this field whatsoever. I didn't know the history, which I'm about to read off here in a second, at all, that it seemed ridiculous to me. I sent Cassie an email the other day, also poking her a little bit on the fact that Kim Kardashian's private jet, wasn't that what it was, or was it
Kylie
Bezos?
Kylie Jenner.
Okay.
Her private jet that she flew, the carbon emissions and costs alone was something insane. And I just think it's so irresponsible. I don't mind. Let me get something straight. I don't mind people having a lot of money. I don't mind rich people. Good, do you? I don't mind if you buy yourself like nice things. But when you're doing things that ruin my earth and affect my life and my kids' futures, then I'm going to start eating you. Eat the rich.
That's what I love. That's what I was going for. All right, so yesterday, this Birkin bag went up for auction, and it sold with taxes and everything. $10 million for a Birkin bag!
It's not just any Birkin bag.
Was it the rare Himalayan Birkin bag that everybody wants?
Rarer.
It's the original. It's the OG Birkin bag. Jane Birkin, who the Birkin bag is named after, it's hers.
Are you kidding?
Yeah. So here's the story that I didn't even know until I started reading about it yesterday. So she's hanging out. This is like the 60s, and she's a British either actor or a pop icon at the time. And she's doing pretty well for herself, so I'm guessing that she's in first class. And at that point, she used to carry around her stuff in like either a paper plastic bag or some kind of basket, and it busted. And when she got on the plane, she was kind of furious, and she was just complaining to the person next to her. And that person happened to be the head designer of Hermes at the time, who's like, hey, calm down. You know what? Let's go ahead. Let's make you a bag. Uh-huh. All right, if you're having a real hassle. Just happens to be sitting next to her in the plane. So she immediately takes out like a cocktail napkin on this flight, and they both sketch a Birkin bag, a bag, and that's the one that sells yesterday.
Wow.
And that's why I was shocked at only, like I'm using the word only $10 million. It's the OG first ever Birkin bag.
And what's hilarious is the whole point of the Birkin was that Jane always walked around with it overstuffed and flowing. Like, I used to really be into Birkin bags. I bought a like a memoir of a guy trying to buy a Birkin bag and the history of it all. And it was always stuffed, always overflowing, stuff spilling out. But now when you look at the Birkin bags, you have to have white gloves to touch them. If you take the plastic off the hardware, it devalues it instantly. And it's just weird to me that it's become, instead of a bag, it's like, you're walking around with a piece of art.
Well, to be fair, if I spent $10 million on a bag, I would also wear white gloves when I took it out.
So here is some of the history. The bags range in price, on average, costing between $10,000 and $60,000. And waiting lists for rare bags can extend for months or years. Customers must be personally invited to purchase a Birkin by a sales associate at Hermes.
This was a whole episode of Sex and the City back in the day, because Samantha really wanted a Birkin bag, but there was a long, long list to get one. But she ended up doing PR for Lucy Liu, and she used Lucy Liu's name to get it. And then Lucy Liu called her out because they delivered it to her instead of Samantha.
So it's more than just if you're rich. You also have to have status, too, to get one of these. So what do the rich want? Status and power. So this Birkin bag says that to everybody, right? They aren't permitted to request a specific bag. They're offered what's available on a take-it-or-leave-it basis. Mm-hmm. So you don't even know what you're getting.
And then there's even politics surrounding it. Like, a lot of people feel pressured to accept their first bag because they're worried if they don't accept the first bag that they're given, that they'll never be offered one ever again. Because the more you spend with their Hermes, the more they want to offer you bags because you're spending money with them. So it is a pretty big racket.
So Victoria Beckham has them. Kim Kardashian has a collection, I guess, also.
Cardi B.
Some of them are worth $500,000.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. It's crazy. $10 million. How's that, Cass?
I just, you know, when I first saw this, I was appalled. And I was like, that is the stupidest purchase. Because every time I see a big purchase like this, I'm like, I know it's not like a normal person who has saved up to buy like a custom designer bag. That feels different. You have 10 mil to drop on a bag. you have 10 mil to drop on feeding like the homeless. Mm-hmm. Like you have 10 mil to help environmental sustainability or women or girls' education. Though I can't assume that person isn't already doing that stuff. I know a lot of millionaires are philanthropists. And then I read it was purchased by a museum, which made it better. Because then I'm like, okay, the public can see it. But now I'm seeing it's a private, anonymous Japanese buyer. And I'm like...
All right, the Beyonce show, we've been talking about it, is tonight. There is nobody more excited about this than Kristen and everybody else here in studio.
So I posted last night, because we've been discussing attire, what to wear, right? Laura from across the hall popped in after the show yesterday. And she's like, have you figured out what you're wearing? Because she's going to be there as well. And I'm like, no, girl, I have not. But I'm going to hit up Insta and see if, you know, because listeners have big opinions mm-hmm. when it comes to, like, you know, outfits and what you're wearing. And so I threw up four outfits, all of them denim, all of them cowboy core. I had my boots. I had my hat. And apparently it's still not good enough for Beyonce. A lot of what I was getting was like, you look like you're going to Jason Aldean, not Beyonce. Apparently I need more rhinestones. I need more sparkle. I need more something. It was, the outfits were too safe, which for me didn't feel safe. And I tried to remind people, I'm not in my full beat. My hair is not done. We don't have the accessories. Like, we're just doing outfits here. But they had a little hard time suspending reality. So what am I doing today after the show instead of going home and taking a nap so I can be well rested and, you know, so I can shake my booty off at Beyonce? No, I'm going to TJ Maxx and Nordstrom Rack and Saks Off Fifth to see if I can find a sparkly shirt to wear tonight for Beyonce.
There are no sparkly shirts left in Atlanta.
Has anybody else figured out what the heck they're wearing?
Call me Merle, because I'm about to look haggard.
You're an idiot.
I wanted to look so gorgeous for Beyonce, and my hair is limp, my face is breaking out, my nail is chipped, and I ripped off all my gel. I'm trying to make it work with my outfit, but I swear I'm about to look like Willie Nelson in a crop top.
No, you're going to look great.
I have a couple options. I have this like butterfly knit western top and some Levi denim. So, and I know it's Levi's. That's like the move.
Yep, mm-hmm.
So mm-hmm. I think that's what I'm going to wear. I have a pair of cowboy boots that I'm really excited about wearing, and I think it'll save me for the night.
Wait, is Levi's like fashionable now? Is that the thing?
She's got a song.
Beyonce is endorsing them. And she has a song right now with them. So it's this whole Levi train. I went to Levi's and bought five pair of Levi's because of Beyonce. So tonight,
yeah,
I'm either going to wear my Levi's or black shorts, mm-hmm. white tee, black cowboy hat with the gold chain, and brown cowboy boots.
Come on, girl.
Okay, I know this is going to be a stupid question, and it's coming from a guy, so I'm allowing it. Who are you trying to impress?
The other girls and Beyonce.
The other girl.
Yes, you just want to fit. You want to look the part. You want to be the part.
It's an event. A theme. You got to blend in.
It's okay. Like dressing up for a costume party. Like, okay, who are you trying to impress? I mean, it's a party. You want to be on theme. You want to look good. You want to look the part. And just in case Beyonce looks at us and goes, she ain't no diva. You just want to look good.
Exactly.
I'm telling you right now, this has nothing to do with men.
You guys are in a suite. Two, like, floors up. She's never going to see you.
I have this. It's not about Beyonce. It's about, like, and plus, yeah, we're in the suite, but you're walking around Mercedes-Benz Stadium. You're walking through the corridor. Like, people, we're going to be on the MARTA.
God, I'm impressed with people on the MARTA.
You gotta fly for the people on the MARTA.
Yeah, you gotta kill them.
When that unhoused man comes and sits down next to me and tries talking to me, I want to look like I fit the part for Beyonce.
Also, we live in a world now where if you don't meet expectations, people will film you and put it on the internet.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. People are mean.
And I'm not worried about that either. I just want us to, like own it, command it.
Yes.
And be like, yes, we deserve to be here because we look the part.
You deserve to be there. Well, most people deserve to be there because they bought a ticket to the show.
There's that. That's well. What makes
And that's the only thing that matters, right? Have a great time at the show tonight, you guys.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.